I brought you the APL scandal, the Bill Gates funded company that's trying to spray a permanent toxic coating on all of your fruits and vegetables. Well, now we have proof that everything labeled organic will also be sprayed with this toxic trans fatty acid chemical soup. But you can still vote with your wallet. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and the organic food sections of every major big box grocery store, you're on notice. Cave to these poisons, and you'll end up with a lot of leftover toxic fruit and no revenues. Welcome to Dr. Jane Ruby Stat.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Welcome to Dr. Jane Ruby Stat on this Tuesday evening, May 23rd, 2023. Well, I've been following this story of the Bill Gates funded and founded company called APL for several weeks now. There's so much more information to share with you in order to provide you with opportunities to protect yourselves and your families. Look, as a quick recap, please know that this company, APL Technologies, operating as APL Sciences, was founded in 2012. That's 11 years ago. By World Economic Forum up-and-coming youth, Mr. James Rogers, who got his first $100,000 grant from none other than the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And then he went on to raise, with the help of Microsoft and Bill Gates, $110 million. Okay, 2012. They've had 11 years to get this thing, and they did. They got it up and running really right away. Look, first of all, why isn't anybody investigating the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Hello, Ron Johnson, Rand Paul, Jim Jordan, anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Where the hell are you all? Oh, the public tells me, well, Dr. Jane, they're having hearings, at least they're doing something. Give me a break. When are you going to do a congressional investigation into crimes against humanity? When are you going to start a criminal investigation or any kind of congressional investigation on their operations, who they're connected with, and why they're into so many different things, and how they have violated human rights, the U.S. Constitution, and acted with treason against the country and the people of the United States? It's high time, and we're watching you. It's despicable. You're all bought and paid for scumbags. And everybody thought, well, okay, I'll just watch for the APL sticker and I'll just buy organic and I'll avoid it. And this way I can be assured that I'm not getting it. I'm not getting APL. Well, newsflash, you're not going to be avoiding anything. In fact, organically grown raised fruits and vegetables are specifically targeted by the APL poison. That's expensive fruit and vegetables. They want to protect that revenue. It's ridiculous. So it doesn't matter if the label's on there or not. This company has been spraying your fruits and vegetables with or without an APL label for years, including your produce. And Costco is the biggest purchaser of companies for this organic fruit. Feeling good because you're buying organic? You're probably buying the worst poison in the world. Why do I call it a poison? Okay, well, that's easy. Let's review the components of APL, which the company tells you, and this is just what they're telling you, just like the pharma companies It's all the information you're getting. There could be much more, but I digress. On the company website, it'll tell you that, and in mainstream media, that APL coding is safe and effective. Where have you heard that before, right? Oh yeah, it's safe and effective. Not that they have any data to show you, not that they've done any studies, especially long-term consumption by human beings. What is the effect on their blood fat levels? What is the effect on their long-term health? Their rates of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes acceleration. Well, I'm here to tell you they're flat out liars, okay? And they've sold out for money to become yet another pawn of the Bill Gates quest to take out his fellow man. APL is made using mono and diglycerides. These are trans fatty acids. Remember, trans fats promote tremendous amounts of inflammation in the body, which is the precursor for many different diseases. But in particular, these materials, which are, by the way, distilled using toxic heavy chemicals, don't think for a moment that the residuals are not left behind on your fruit and absorbed into your fruit. And I don't care how tough the skin is, like an avocado or a lime, it's going in. Those are porous, like your skin. The ingredients in APL is associated directly with heart disease. I'm a cardiac specialist. I know these processes with trans fats. And so the components of APL are associated with heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and obesity. In fact, in 2006, the agency formerly known as the FDA, while it was functioning as an oversight agency, they recognized the dangers of trans fats, and they began requiring manufacturers to list trans fats on food labels. But this law applies to lipids, not emulsifiers, the category of emulsifiers, which mono and diglycerides fall into. But you get the mono and diglycerides, and your body naturally is going to start assembling them into triglycerides, which is anybody who's under a doctor's care for hyperlipidemia, high blood fat levels, and on statins will tell you that triglycerides are serious indicators and markers for heart disease. Intake of dietary trans fats, for those of you who are younger and healthy and think it doesn't apply to you, the intake of these dietary trans fatty acids disrupts the body's ability to metabolize your essential fatty acids, the EFAs. So there go your omega-3s out the door. All that money, you're not getting the value out of it. And this leads to changes in the phospholipid fatty acid composition of the walls of your arteries. Yes, big, big inflammation. And this process is what raises the risk of coronary artery disease. Anybody with pre-existing cardiac disease, diabetes, or a history of stroke are particularly vulnerable to eating produce with APL and the subsequent effects. And while here they are thinking, hey, I'm eating healthy fruits and vegetables, they're actually accelerating their disease. Enter the company Stemilt. This is the major supplier of organic produce, particularly apples, to the Costco family of stores. And they claim they've got a special artisan organic apple, but they are also spraying those apples, the organic ones, with this toxic chemical soup called APL. And just like the pharmaceutical companies, these big box groceries producers are jumping on the safe and effective bandwagon, trying to tell you that it's simply made with the pills, seeds and pulp of other fruits and vegetables, and that it creates a protective coating to keep your fruit fresh. Well, guess what? Your fruit has a natural shelf life, whether the air gets inside it or not. Oxidation is only one aspect of the life cycle of organic matter breaking down. The fruit is still decomposing from the minute it's pulled off the tree or the bush. The fruit is still breaking down in the interior, loss of valuable nutrients, and so many other degradation processes. And that makes this claim particularly ridiculous. This company, Stemilt, thinks they're going to triple their revenues, utilizing this fake toxic coating to make their produce look prettier longer. I'm asking you all to think twice and avoid buying any produce in the big box stores, organic or not. And in particular, if they have any of these toxic APL stickers on them, don't get a false sense of security if there's no sticker. We're only just discovering much of this now. In an article published in The Packer, an industrial produce journal from last October, after laying out that the organic apple supply was tight, this company, maybe it was tight because Bill Gates is buying up all kinds of farmland and destroying the other farmland, and he's already affecting our food supply chains. Anyway, they are vulnerable to falling prey, these companies, to the lucrative dangling carrot of Mr. Gates and his depopulation agenda. In fact, the article states that Stemilk partnered with APL back in 2020. How much of this poison have we already consumed without even knowing it? Undetected mold and rotting, invisible to the outside, and no APL sticker. So Costco, which is the biggest purveyor of toxic produce with this coating, dangerous chemical-based gene-edited fake animal products too, and God only knows what else, because you guys are looking to, you're flocking to bulk purchasing to save a few dollars while basically suiciding yourselves, it's time to take a step back and realize you have no government, you have no oversight agencies, and there's a war on for your life. When I return, we'll talk about the work of Dr. Daniel Negassi, who discovered early on through a process called reverse transcriptase that COVID shots and their permanent genetic changes of the human God-given genome are with us forever. Don't forget to check out my sponsor for physical gold and silver, Gold Co. This company is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and has numerous five-star ratings from customers. And in fact, they've been my sponsor since the very beginning of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show 18 months ago. And I've heard nothing but positive reviews from my social media following. So call them today at 855-791-2619 or go to their website at goldco.com/drjaneruby to get your free IRA Gold Co. kit and see how you can protect your investments against paper money falling apart. I'll be right back. I've been promoting the Triad Air Purification products for over 18 months now. First, because they're incredibly effective at cleaning and maintaining the air in your home. But after hearing from thousands of people in my social media that they've experienced relief from the symptoms they previously suffered around people who took the jabs, I had to get the word out. This electrostatic filtration process cleans every area of your home using a pulse negative ionization that actually electrically charges the air molecules, maintaining a cleaner, fresher breathing space. The big home unit protects up to 3,000 square feet, and the individual products keep your car, hotel room, or your personal space protected. Go to airwaterhealing.com today, and if you use the promo code RUBY, you'll not only get 10% off and free shipping, but right now you will get the other three products for free. Don't miss this great offer. Go to airwaterhealing.com. Hi everyone, Dr. Jane Ruby here. Many of you know that I promote products that I believe in and have vetted, but I also promote products that I use myself. I want to introduce you to Cardio Miracle, the world's best nitric oxide supplement. I'm getting reports from not only the general public, but from experts like Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, a frequent guest on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. He's a treating doctor and experienced commercial airline captain, and he's reporting that Cardio Miracle is making a difference in reducing the symptoms in the jabbed, protecting people from the effects of the microclotting caused by spike proteins. It's delicious, and I mix the scoop, one scoop, in 8 ounces of water twice a day. For those of you who've taken the jab and are concerned about your cardiac and circulatory health, my conversations with Dr. Kevin Stillwagon and Josh Yoder from U.S. Freedom Flyers in an upcoming interview on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show will show you them describing the benefits and the reports they're getting. So check it out at mypowerheart.com. Learn more and try it for yourself. That's Cardio Miracle at mypowerheart.com. Enjoy.
Why on God's earth would they put a reverse transcriptase stimulator into the injections unless they intentionally wanted all the mRNAs in their injections to be permanently integrated into the DNA? That's the spike protein and two proteins to inhibit successful healthy ovaries from doing their job. There was another study. It came out about the summertime of 2021. That was a leaked study from Japan. You don't have to read Japanese to understand the study, because the tables are in English, and so are the pictures. There's three organs that are targeted by the lipid nanoparticle. And this is a lipid nanoparticle that every single one of us paid to create, because this was made at UBC. It was researched and developed at UBC. First, the lipid nanoparticle targets the spleen, then the liver, and then ovaries. Those were the three organs that the lipid nanoparticles ended up in the highest concentrations when they looked at the rats after 48 hours. 48 hours after the injection, liver, spleen, and ovary. Now, you can't tell me that's a coincidence. Two inhibitors of ovulation and a lipid nanoparticle that's designed to carry that mRNA to the ovaries? So then I turned my brain on again, and I thought back to what I was talking about in November, and I realized the biggest mistake I've ever made. This might have cost 1 billion children their futures. Reverse transcriptase doesn't only cause cancer. If something is reverse transcribed and alters the DNA of a sperm or an egg, that DNA change, if that sperm or egg survives and turns into a human being, lasts forever. The entire human genome has been poisoned with a gene that has never been in the human genome ever in history. About 5 billion people out of 7 billion people on this planet have been injected. About 2.5 billion of them are women. About 1.25 billion, so half of that, are women of childbearing age. That means they can have children. There's 1.25 billion women out there that are capable of having children with a genetic alteration. The genetic alteration we know about is the spike protein, and then maybe these two other mRNA sequences that were inserted into the Moderna injections. I do not know if Pfizer did the same thing. Now, if that spike protein gets put into a transcribed region of the DNA, and a transcribed region of the DNA is the part of the DNA that's in everyone's body that's active, that's making proteins, the part of the DNA that's being used to make fingernails, hair, proteins for my brain to keep thinking, digestion proteins. Those are reading frames, they call it, because the body reads the DNA and makes proteins based on what it read. There's something else in the DNA called a non-reading frame. Those are parts of the DNA that are silent, that are not transcribed. And the spike protein appears to be so toxic that if an embryo ever had a spike protein gene, that spike protein DNA reverse transcribed from spike protein mRNA, that embryo would probably die because it's making spike proteins instead of new fingers, new arms, new legs, new feet. However, if that spike protein gene ends up in a non-reading frame, that embryo has a good chance of growing up to be a perfectly healthy baby, a perfectly healthy child, a perfectly healthy adult, because that spike protein DNA is hidden in an inactive part of the DNA. But that doesn't mean that we're all clear, because every generation, when a new embryo is made, there's something called recombination. where the genes from mothers and the genes of fathers are mixed together. And when recombination happens, genes that were previously inactive can get reactivated. So now, all of a sudden, even though you had a healthy child who grew up into a healthy adult, who's able to have kids, the grandkids are going to be suffering from spike protein problems because their DNA has been tainted because of what happened here in the past 2 years. This has never been done in human history that we know about before. That a genetic toxin has been put into the entire human genome. A genetic toxin that is capable of hiding and skipping generations. This is what has been done to us. I could have realized this in November if I had kept thinking about reverse transcriptase. If I didn't listen to that expert who I thought knew more than me. So what can we learn from this mistake? No matter what your abilities are, no matter what your inabilities are, please use what the Creator gave you to its fullest. Don't let anybody, expert or non-expert, fool you into not using what you're capable of doing. I should have come up with this message in November, but it's better late than never.
Welcome back. Well, you just watched 7 minutes, a little over 7 minutes, with former emergency room physician, I say former because he was kicked out for saving lives with ivermectin, Canadian molecular biologist Dr. Daniel Negassi, who has appeared on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show many times last year. And it's important to follow his work because what he has done now in light of attorney Tom Renz and his new whistleblower showing intent in the hospitals to kill people, Dr. Negassi has found a similar level of intent in the footprints of the drug developers in Pfizer and Moderna, and that's what you've just witnessed a little part of. I urge you to watch the full tape of that lecture, that presentation. He has been on my show a number of times. Go to my Rumble, rumble.com/ Dr. Jane, Dr. Jane Ruby, and watch my multiple and my after talks with him. They're stunning. But basically, he cries out because he feels he could have saved the futures of billions of children, not because he has an ego or anything like that. But do you know who the frontline doctor expert was that he didn't that he says he unfortunately listened to on that Zoom call? He says that he was on a Zoom call, and that Dr. Robert Malone excused himself for a few minutes, then came back to the Zoom call and urged or directed Dr. Daniel Negassi to overlook or ignore the issue of reverse transcriptase. And he regrets it terribly. I'll let you do the rest of the math on that one. But reverse transcriptase causes cancer. It proves to you that it was intentional. They put it in the shots. Some people die now. Some people die in a few weeks. Some people maybe a year or two, maybe 10 years. And then yet others, not at all, but they pass on a horrible legacy to their future generations. Well, God bless Dr. Negassi for having the guts to come out and talk about all that and explain to us as a molecular biologist the three ways that cancer starts. One of the most common is reverse transcriptase enzyme blocking your own body's ability to prevent it. Really sad. Well, that's it for this edition of Dr. Jane Ruby Stat. A lot of serious things going on. They need your attention. God bless you all. Thank you for your support. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night. Thanks to my sponsor, Mike Lindell, and the folks at MyPillow.com. Please don't forget to use the promo code RUBY for free shipping and big discounts. Good night, everyone.